Alex, is that a human hand you're eating?
Yeah, you want some?
Oh, I mean, what? It's not really my taste, but thank you.
No, more for me.
Is that even cooked?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
Why are you eating a human hand?
It's good.
Are you a cannibal?
Yeah. What, you guys didn't know?
No.
No idea.
Oh, I thought you...
I mean, I think... Yeah. I mean, this is something that I feel like we should have known. I mean,
yeah.
I feel kind of exposed, like... You've been sitting there thinking about eating me the whole time.
Yeah.
Well, no, I haven't been thinking about eating you the whole time.
Okay, well, maybe not me, but one of us.
Yeah,
all of us.
Most of the
us,
time, right? At least, yeah.
You've got your choice in five dishes here.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I guess I've thought about it, but I don't know. You guys are my friends, so I don't want to eat.
What do you mean you've thought about it?
Well, you know, I thought about it, and I decided I didn't want to eat you
guys.
Which
one you thought about?
All of you equally?
Which of equally?
Yeah.
Wow.
There's no...
No preference at all?
No.
Not even like Will or Ryan?
I don't find you guys appetizing, okay?
Whoa.
There,
whoa.
I said it.
Whoa.
Okay.
Jesus. All
right. Wow. There it is. There
Tell
it
us
is.
How you really feel.
Welcome to Ragnarok, your home of the Nerdpocalypse.
Eric isn't ready.
I said I wasn't ready.
Well, we're going anyway.
Son of a bitch.
I'm out of here.
Gareth! Yes. Alex just punched me in the penis!
Guys, stop punching each other in the penis.
Bert's favorite.
Do it again.
He did punch me again, Ryan.
Do it again. Both of you sit in the corner.
I am in the corner.
We are. Kind of already.
Turn around. Face the wall.
No.
But why am I doing
that? No, it's our house. You face the wall.
And why am I doing that? He wasn't punching me in the penis. I'm being punished for a guy punching me in the penis?
Should be a better defender.
No one likes a
whiner. Yes, you are. Hey, everybody. Welcome to another Ragnarok actual play.
It's my house.
I'm Ryan. I'm going to be GMing this game.
This shit show.
This shit show. It's rapidly becoming one.
Yeah, why are you watching, listening to this?
You're too deep now to stop. Mm-hmm. I apologize.
He's drowning.
People just go on their whatever.
What is this, a minute and a half in?
Yeah, something like that.
They just go on whatever player they're using to play it, and the pause button's gone.
Well, those depend on the call.
Why is there a hole in my iPhone?
Because you're an hell.
And your punishment is to listen to us. Bullshit for eternity.
This is the other place.
So today we're going to do an iPhone.
Only Apple products in hell.
Oh,
no. And the Genius Bar always has a wait time.
So there's only one of each charger.
Your phone
the Genius Bar is entirely staffed by Wills.
Your phone needs to be reimaged. We're going to ship that away. Come back in 3 weeks.
It's about 3 weeks. It'll
be $500.
Yeah.
Hell is just a giant Apple store that never ends.
Isn't it, though?
So what are we playing?
Nothing.
Tonight we're playing Dreadful Secrets of Candlelick Manor. I think this is session 10, I want to say. I don't remember.
I don't know numbers.
I do not remember.
Late
But why don't you guys go around the table and introduce your character.
Oh, Meyer!
Nope.
This is like a
Duncan Barrowwort. Age 10, size
angry.
6 feet tall, heart of gold, brain of rocks, prefect for the south wing, and all around good guy, dependable Duncan.
I'm Meyer, and I'm going to be playing Enoch Knock Cuddlebottom. 9 years old, brain of gold, body of small. He has a teddy bear. He is obsessed with keeping himself clean. He has big eyes. And right now, he is in jail.
I'm Meyer, and I'm playing Cecil Musk. He's got a mouthful of acid, and he's also in jail. And he likes to play Pinochle a lot.
Pinochle.
I'm Meyer, and I'm playing Jareth Pyre. He is small, skinny, and wet-looking, and lanky, and he's got an arm.
Why is he wet-looking?
I don't know. I just
he went swimming.
Go.
He's wet-looking?
Ophelia's wet-looking.
Yeah, well, I keep wet-looking.
Okay,
maybe, it's like maybe it's like WWE.
Every wrestler is wet-looking.
Yeah.
He doesn't shower.
Then why is he wet then?
He's
shower.
Greasy.
He's got an oily sheen.
Oh yeah, I have no bones.
Charlie
and Oh, in my
you have
arm.
Some bone. Okay.
I have no bones in my arm, and I keep things in there, and I have a live snake.
He has no bones. Jarrett's just a pile of skin.
I'm Meyer, and I'm going to be GMing this game.
And we found out.
You're inside. You were wrong.
I lied. Meyer.
And I'm playing Carl Krakow. That's the Brian skin kit.
You can't take two of my bits.
I'm Eric. I'm already playing Daddy.
Didn't you hear him? He's Meyer, which means he does what he wants, wants.
Not my bits.
I don't know. Really,
YOLO!
Really Myers, oh, it's still Eric. It's crazy.
He can still,
Eric
yeah,
doesn't
want to
be part of this group, so he's YOLOing.
You don't like it? You can suck my Meyer dick!
So maybe you should.
hey, Alex. Meyer bean.
Who's nope. Alex?
I don't know.
I'm terrified.
Excuse me, I hate Eric. Meyer bean.
Nope.
Since there's only one person that's not Meyer in this room right now.
Everyone has six Meyers and then Eric. And also Orion, but he left.
No, I was right out that Meyer. I was just lying.
Oh.
Liar! You're liar, not Meyer.
It's true, I'm liar. I'm
liar Meyer.
Liar Meyer.
Yeah.
It's a different...
Liar Meyer, pants on fire.
Oh, God, being flat with an elementary school.
Oh, my God, you guys are surrounded by Meyer.
Also awesome, Meyer.
No, Eric is surrounded by Meyer. Yeah.
Like, literally.
Okay.
Oh, this is in the car.
So, what do we remember about last time?
Knock and Sessler in jail.
And one of Ed.
And one of Ed.
We're in jail. The reporter or slash editor of the local paper came by and said that we're in danger because people who have gotten arrested have been sent off to the local insane asylum.
Ooh.
Or not local, the nearby insane asylum, and experimented on by a guy whose name I most definitely wrote down.
Dr. Schenker.
Okay, I didn't write that down.
The one thing I didn't write down, which I'm looking for, is the name of the lawyer that is probably going to be representing Cecil.
Tirebeard.
Did anybody write that down?
No.
Because I forgot the name of the cat.
I have a pencil.
Yeah.
I remember saying he was Todd from Scrubs. He was the lawyer for Ted from Scrubs.
Oh, jeez.
Was it Greenridge?
Thank you, plural.
Yes.
Greenridge?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I was first name, but I have Greenridge.
Greenridge.
Like
he's awful, but he's going to be representing us, or he's going to be representing Cecil because Knock and one of
Cecil
Ed's
be demented.
The Delaney is going to be set free in the morning. And so we're worried Cecil is going to get sent to the asylum.
Will it
be
Schenker
that he's horrible?
He looks like he'll be.
Hey, I gave him confidence.
Maybe he's good at lawyering and nothing else.
Oh boy!
What did we say his name was?
Greenridge.
Is he singing an acapella?
Ted Greenridge, lawyer.
Oh, we'll go with Ted. I like Ted. If his name was something else, I think it might have been Willoughby, but
too late. Get out of here, Willoughby.
We're changing it.
No, we have Willoughby Schenker and Dr. Miles Monroe.
Yeah. Dr. Miles Monroe Candlewick.
There's this picture.
Yes.
That's
Australia.
Dr. Candlewick.
Snake eating along with it.
All right, so in that case, I think we are going to skip right to the morning to the enrollment here.
No, can we not skip to the morning?
You have something you want to do?
Yes.
Didn't James get a relationship?
Yes, I did.
And we found out what happened to his arm.
Well,
that reminds me, too. I have a relationship, but I don't remember what it is. It just says Guardian.
Do you remember who it was with?
No. Mm. It says Guardian Protect You. And it was, I guess, one of my echoes that's supposed to go away?
Yes.
Yeah. I didn't ever, like, cross it out. I think I did it wrong the first time. Should I just erase the Guardian
part? You know what? Erase that, okay. and we will reset that, since I don't remember what the hell it was.
It might have even been from the... First time? No, because I rerolled.
No,
we rolled
characters again because I don't remember finding the originals.
Okay, yeah, so I don't know when that happened.
All right, did you guys meet your new prefect?
Yes.
Well, Knock didn't because he's in jail.
Yeah.
But in the middle of the night, Nox sits up because he knows how to exonerate Cecil.
Okay. What is Cecil up to at this point?
Still crying.
Still crying? Yeah. Has he cried himself to sleep at this point? Or?
I think he did, and then he woke up and realized where he was and started crying again.
Okay.
Maybe that's what woke Knock up.
Cecil, jeez.
I'm so sorry I got you stuck here. It's all my fault.
Yeah, we're stuck here. We're stuck here. Knock runs over to Delaney and shakes him awake.
Delaney!
What?
Why?
What is it? Talk to your... Can you talk to your siblings?
Yeah, of course. Why?
Okay. I know how we can get clear Cecil's name.
Oh, okay.
We're gonna need Jareth, his car, and a jar. And they need to get here.
Alright,
They need to get here.
So,
now,
Jareth.
Yeah.
Jareth,
mm-hmm.
Someone is shaking you awake.
Hmm. Yeah.
Two someones, actually.
Hello?
Actually, we don't need Jareth. We just need his car. But bring Jareth.
Well, I don't think Poe would go
without him. Yeah.
It's those two creepy triplets, or two of the creepy triplets, standing over your bed in the middle of the night.
66%.
Yes. 66.6 repeating percent of the creepy triplets.
And he puts his blanket over his nose and mouth, and he's just letting his big bug eyes stick out.
Yeah, you know what? We'll go full cheese ball on this. There's a thunderstorm happening. So, Jareth, they say in unison.
Are they standing at the foot of his bed?
Yes. And then there's a thunderclap, a lightning strike, and a thunderclap.
He just throws the blanket over his head. You just see him try to curl up into under his pillows, like he's just.
And then all of a sudden,
like he's just shaking, and you just see the pillows moving, and he's like underneath the pillows and blanket, and it's just up at the head of the bed.
From the other room, you hear a thud, and then a muffled. And then the door opens in a very angry manner. You think you hear one of the hinges snap.
What's Althea?
And then
Althea is like a distant relationship.
Yeah, that's right. She is now standing in the doorway to your room and just sort of like breathing hard, like fists clenching and unclenching at her sides. What the hell is going on in here?
Which one's Ophelia?
Althea is the new.
They put her in your place. Because you.
Oh, is that the game where I left?
Yes, you did.
Yeah. Okay, so I missed that part.
Have replaced you until such time as you will be exonerated.
Oh, man.
It's not looking good for Cecil. Also, he thinks a lot of demerits.
Oh, no.
Demons,
demons,
watches, Ophelia, where are you at this point?
You can hear
all this going on outside.
Althea's a gorilla girl.
It sounds like your hallmates are creating quite a ruckus.
You just hear a thud and then like screams.
I'm not so willing to go outside yet. But I'm going to get out of bed and press my ear to the door and try to listen. Actually, probably to the wall, in case the door opens.
Also, isn't it the room next to you?
That wall.
Wouldn't you want to be against the wall, because that's where the noise is coming from?
Sure.
What is going on in here? What are you doing screaming, Jared?
There's monsters! Monster demons! There are the ghosts!
You look over, and the Delaney twins, or triplets, 66% of them, are gone.
The ghost. Place is haunted. Place is haunted.
It is.
It is. We know that for a fact.
Oh, crap. What was your character's name? Ophelia?
Althea.
Dottie.
Get Dottie. Dottie, there were ghosts. Yeah, get Dottie. She can talk to them and tell them to go away. Leave me alone.
I can do that.
Go get Dottie. There were ghosts. There were ghosts.
Jareth, go to bed.
I thought they'd be good.
And he just makes burritos himself in his blanket, and then just puts the pillow over his head.
Shaking.
Yeah.
There's a very tepid knocking on the wall.
Daddy. Dude, don't die.
Oh my god. The door to your room opens.
Yeah.
Ophelia, and you see a nearly 7 foot tall gorilla girl. Do you want to join the party? Is everybody getting involved? Should I wake up the whole house?
There was yelling, and I woke up, and then I heard him say something about ghosts, and I can't talk to ghosts. He wasn't lying about that. I can talk to ghosts. If there's no ghosts there, I can talk to them.
Fine. Get over there and tell him that there are no ghosts in his room, and we should go to sleep.
But what if there are? Then should I still tell him they're not? Because I'd be lying, and I don't want to get demerits to be a liar.
Okay. Okay. You're going to get him to go to sleep. I'm going to pound the both of you.
Oh.
Until you go to sleep.
Seems counterintuitive.
And then she cracks her knuckles.
I'm going to skitter over to the door and head over to Jared's room.
How many ghosts are actually in Jared's room right now?
Let's see. No, we're not going to go with that number.
Oh. Oh. 12, the usual.
What was that number?
It was 9.
Something
odd. All right, fine. There are nine spectral figures.
Well, Cecil's not here. Right. What else are we supposed
to
do?
Exactly. They're all bored.
They're
standing around in Jared's
room. This kid's a weirdo.
Look at his arm.
Look at this. It's just flopping around. Is there a snake in there? Look at that. It's like moving around like a snake.
Yeah.
Where's
look at him higher the blanket.
Where's the fun kid?
Donna! Hi, everybody.
We deal you in, but the cards are incorporeal.
Oh,
spectral cards.
That's all right. I appreciate
ghost cards.
I appreciate the thought. Well,
where's Cecil? We missed the guy.
He's away for tonight, but we're gonna get him back. But I was sent here to ask you all to let Jared sleep because I don't want to get pounded.
We didn't wake him up. With those two creepy kids.
And the thunder.
And the thunder and the lightning.
Two creepy kids.
You look over, and in the corner are the 66% of the Delaney triplets, and there's a lightning strike and a thunderclap.
Oh. When did you get in here?
We have a message for you.
For me?
And for Jareth.
Okay.
Who currently burritoed in his blanket with a pillow over his head.
Weird kids.
Yeah.
It should probably be quick because we have to go to bed before we get in trouble.
They are disconcerting. I'm a ghost.
Enoch needs your help.
Is anybody else creeped out by this?
What? Yeah. Yeah.
What happened?
Enoch needs their help to save Cecil.
Yes, Enoch needs your help to save Cecil. And then we cut back to the jail. Now, explain your plan to...
Okay.
Was it Ross? Heathcliff is with you, right?
I forget.
I think it's Heathcliff.
All right. So this is what we're going to do. Cecil, you're in jail because they think you melted the statue, right?
Yes.
There are a bunch of other statues out there, too, right?
Yes.
Character. So, Jareth shows up with Poe with a jar. You fill it up with your spit. And then Jareth goes and melts one of the other statues. You're in jail, so it couldn't have been you.
That's actually a really good idea.
So either
as long as Jareth doesn't get caught.
Well, yeah, but I don't think so. I mean, they're not, unless they're watching it. Or it doesn't have to be one of those statues, it could be something else. But if something else gets melted, it couldn't have been you, because you're in jail.
I do like this idea. We have to tell Jareth to be very, very careful.
Of course.
We don't want to just trade me into problems. We just don't want to just trade who's in jail.
Oh, no, because if that keeps happening, you're going to wind up melting the whole town. That's the plan. Jareth has to melt something else.
And then as they finish relaying that, they say in unison, and we don't want to end up melting the whole town.
Oh, no, of course not. Oh.
No, don't tell them that last part.
Oh.
Well, I that is a good idea, except for the Jareth possibly getting in trouble part. But how would he get out? I mean, we have that... We have our new prefect here, and she's...
I don't hear any sleeping in there!
And Jareth should probably get to sleep, is what she wants to happen. So, I don't know. I don't know what to do.
You have to shake Jareth or something. He's burritoed with a pillow over his head.
Oh, he wasn't listening?
No.
All right.
Out of the multiple times I've said, Jareth is burritoed with a pillow over his head.
Dottie shakes him.
What's Jareth doing right now?
Jareth, wake up. You have to go to sleep.
Dottie shakes Jareth.
Are the ghosts gone? No more ghosts. Well, they're not gone, but they weren't the ones that were talking to you. It was the two of the Delaney's over there. They have an idea for Enoch to get Enoch and Cecil out, but to do that you have to leave, and Althea really doesn't want that to happen, and I think I have to tell you to go to bed. I have to tell me to go to bed because I have to go to sleep because she's going to bound us if we don't.
Althea's scary. She's going to beat us up.
Yes, she is.
Why is she going to beat us up?
She wants us to go to sleep.
Okay.
Shake.
Althea comes into the doorway. Okay. Roll me face plus command. I'm going to say that has a difficulty of 3. She is going
to
roll.
You have to get higher than 3.
Yeah, she's.
Is it 3
roll.
Or higher, or higher than 3?
Higher than 3. I think it's 3 or higher.
Yeah. I got 2 4s.
Okay. 2 fucking 4s.
She's gonna roll some bonus.
Oh, wait. Got
she whiffed.
Yay! Oh.
Yep, those are sleep noises.
Yeah. Exactly.
She goes back to bed, close the door, and you hear.
Her arms go slack at her sides, and she looks a little bit disappointed, mm-hmm. almost. Like she was actively looking forward to pounding the both of you. Passed out. And she goes, good. Good job. Now you get back to bed and... get to sleep.
I wasn't asked to come, so Daddy's gonna go get back in bed.
Make sure Daddy comes.
Now, both of you, if I hear anything else from either of you for the rest of the night, I'm just gonna go straight to the pounding.
The Delaney say, okay.
Wait, does she notice the Delaney's in there? Or?
No.
Okay.
Damn. They're stealthy.
They are.
So, alright, so you.
Daddy skitters off to her room.
So Althea leaves.
Althea goes, like, storms back to her room, and then closes the door, and then you hear it, like, creak as it falls off of its top
hinge. Oh, we're here in the morning.
So.
And then the two of the Delaney triplets, like, stand up in unison from behind your bed.
Jareth, please. So, what? But Knock needs my help.
Help us, Jareth. You're our only hope.
they relate the plot to you, the plan.
So Jareth is looking in there, and all of a sudden a flash of lightning, and his whole demeanor changes. Did somebody say melt something?
And Poe?
Did you guys see that? The kid's demeanor just changed.
All right.
Stop looking at the kid and play cards. All
right. We've been playing the same game for 30 years.
I still haven't won.
No one's won. The deck just keeps getting reshuffled.
There isn't even any money involved.
It's Uno. No one ever won.
Oh, God.
Does anybody want to play war?
I feel like the ghost should be playing Go Fish.
It's Uno, or all we have is reverses.
It's an Uno deck with no numbers. It's just draw fours, reverses, and skips.
Are we sure this isn't hell?
I'm not sure of anything anymore. Draw four.
They're all reverses and skips.
You two are creepy and quiet. Can you guys procure me a jar?
I think we can.
Good. I'm gonna
Make sure it's glass, otherwise it'll melt. I guess it would happen if it's a jar.
They would know that. Because you would have told Heathcliff.
Well, also, it's like 1930s. Yeah, so there probably wouldn't be any other option.
Yeah.
I'm going to figure out a way to sneak out of my room and call my car friend.
Jump out the window. I'm going to climb out the window.
I'm going to open my window and go, "Hey, Paul!"
Uh-oh.
But that wouldn't work. I would absolutely have to...
Well, it might work in calling Poe.
Yeah. But not quite, but not stealthily. I would definitely get caught out of bed.
Yeah.
And then you would get pounded.
Yeah.
If he got in trouble, if he made noise, would Dottie get pounded?
Probably Dottie would just get pounded for the principle of it. Because you were instructed to go to sleep and not do anything for the rest of the night, or else you would be pounded.
It's true.
But I did.
Not well enough, apparently. Yeah.
I'm gonna go to my window.
You got woken up by him getting pounded. That's something else.
Exactly.
So I'm gonna go to my window and see if there's a way I can. Do they have it barred up or anything, or is it just a free window? Or
I don't think we've mentioned any bars in the past. So yeah, but you guys are on one of the upper stories.
Okay, I'm gonna start tying sheets together and pull a rope out of my arm to make it longer.
Okay, you gotta
see if I can
roll your magical arm power for that.
It's not magic.
Well, your boneless arm power. Yes.
Was that hands and shot
living in there? It's kind of magic.
Or is that something?
Well, do you have like snakes in there right now?
Just one. Yeah. I have a snake in there right now.
Reach around him.
And he's my friend. He's been eating the mice that I keep in there that I normally reach. Yeah. Under. What's her face is a
mouse skeleton.
What is that? A shop, right? Or
it's hands, I believe. Plus yes. Your
devil egg.
Creepy skill.
The same deviled egg.
I've just got the one deviled egg.
I have two sixes.
All right. In that case, you pull a length of rope sufficient to get to the ground floor out of your arm.
I mean, whatever I didn't have, I was going to use sheets.
It's like one of those magician tricks where you pull the handkerchiefs out.
No, they're cool.
Except it's out of your arm.
Hey, no. Bad hissy. Bad. No. Give me the rope.
The snake's named Hissy?
Yes.
Is he having another one of its hissy fits?
Yeah. Yes.
It doesn't really like being confined in your arm for whatever reason.
I let him out every now and then to eat. He usually comes back. We have an understanding.
He usually comes back. What happens when he doesn't come back?
Pretty sure it's the same snake.
There's just
snakes change color, right?
He's got one eye. He's handicapped.
There's just a shot of Dottie walking into the bathroom, closing the door, and then a scream.
He's got plenty of things to do. It's warm, it's moist, and there's plenty to eat. Thanks
so
to all the mice.
Dottie, you heard this plan going on. What are you doing?
Well, I mean, that's their plan. I wasn't there. So I don't know if there's any way I could really help. And she'd be a little bit terrified to leave the room anyway. She's not a big fan of getting in trouble after the other time she's gotten in trouble.
Jared is nothing but trouble. When he's... Yeah.
All right. In that case, Jareth, make me.
It's like a relationship role, or.
Well, first you got to scale down. So I would call that. I would call that feet plus PE.
Although, do I know any ways to make, like, dampen noise from the room, so that there'd be much less of a chance.
Or like a ghost that has like sleepy time tea.
You could try to talk to one of the poker players, but you're not in the room anymore.
Right.
You would have to make a stealth check to get back to Jareth's room.
She's not leaving the room.
Uno.
Horrible, hellish.
What about the ghost under my bed? Is she still there?
You can talk to her.
Peanut.
Yeah.
You're playing gin rummy, but the deck just never runs out.
Roll me your grave site or whatever it is.
Graven speech.
Graven speech.
Or
a certain amount of points.
Go with Graven speech.
talk to her, see if she feels like talking.
I have my face plus my
it's not a very good
for that skill.
It's not a very good game.
2 fives.
Okay.
You got a bet on Mel's.
So what do you say to her?
Oh.
I can't remember what her name is now. Shoot, I don't remember what she told me.
Wow, what a friend you are, huh?
It's been years.
You didn't write that anything to spend it on.
Oh.
She was... Oh, God, what was her name?
I've been leveling up one of them things.
Me too. Something candle until I ran out.
Yeah. I think Alex has the history that she's mentioned in.
Is she? Yeah. Mildred Candlewick? No, that was the mom. No, this was Millie? No.
That's Mildred. That was Mildred.
No, this is... the history is just one page. She's not mentioned in it.
Not necessarily. Could be Millie Vanilli.
Eudora.
Eudora.
I found it.
Wasn't that...
Eudora.
Who was the Dora?
No, you're Dora.
What was the Dora?
I'm Adora.
I guess my question's never going to happen.
Nope. It's Eudora.
So, what's your question?
What was the daughter's name again?
Oh.
I could have sworn that was Eudora.
Wisteria.
Oh, okay.
That's some good stuff. Yeah, we said it was Eudora.
I got 2 trees.
Well, I wanted to clarify, and everyone kept interrupting me.
Shut up, Eric. Stupid. It's Eudora.
So, what do you say to Eudora?
Oh, I should
go to her. Are you there? Ophelia, is that you?
Yes, it's me.
Did you see any men?
No.
Yes, no, I haven't.
No men? No men in robes?
No, I haven't.
Okay.
I'm going to speak in normal volume, but she is whispering, just so it's easy.
I'm gonna come out.
Oh, shit. Okay, because that's what I was going to ask. If you could come out and do me a favor, possibly.
I could almost do that for
you. Okay.
Almost.
All right. And you're sure? You're sure you don't see any men in robes?
I haven't, right?
Not recently, no.
None.
Okay.
No cultists.
Okay, good, because they have knives. And they're dangerous.
Well, I'm extra glad I haven't seen any of them.
And Daddy says not to come out when they're around.
Well, I haven't seen any around, I promise you.
Okay.
There are no ghosts around that are...
No.
All right.
You see her...
One of the poker players wears a robe, but it's a bathrobe.
I'm running out of heels.
I have a toilet.
You see her pull herself out from under the bed.
Oh,
it's one of the first times, actually, we've seen her come out from under the bed. She is a slight girl of about
36.
Yeah, 36. She's entering early middle age. She's a slight girl of about 8. She's got dark hair. She's wearing a blue nightgown, and for the first time, you see a wound on her neck. Like her throat has been cut from ear to ear.
Ow! Luke's favorite thing to do.
Dad told her to stay away from the men with the robes.
Yeah,
she got over it.
It's good to finally see you, Eudora.
She's dead now.
It's good to finally get. Get out. I've been so scared.
Okay. The men with robes aren't around. We're good to go.
Right.
So, would I be able to ask you a little favor?
Sure. What do you want me to do?
Well, my friend Jared in the next room, he has a very important reason that he has to sneak out of this room, but we can't let him be heard. Otherwise, he's going to get in big trouble and pounded, and I might get in big trouble and get pounded because I was supposed to have him go to sleep. So, if there's any way just to, like, do you know how to maybe dampen the noise from a room? I don't know if that's possible, but if it is...
Let me... Yes, I think I can come up with something. Who... You don't want him to be heard by who?
by our prefect, our new prefect, and her name is Althea. And if she hears him, it'll be a big problem.
Okay. Okay. So, Eric, what I need you to do, roll your Graven speech for her. Hmm. See how effective this is.
2 sixes and 2 eights.
Okay. So, what you see happen is Eudora sort of like disperses as she phases through the wall.
Mm-hmm.
And then everything just goes eerily quiet.
Mm-hmm.
Eric's favorite quiet.
Jareth, you're unaware of this conversation, you know, with the ghosts. In ghost vision, in your room, you see all the poker... You don't see, but all of the poker players, like, cover their ears. And you can't hear anything. Like, you can't hear the sound of your own voice. You can't hear the sound of the window latch opening. You feel a tap on your shoulder. And it's the Delaney triplets, and
they're just mouthing.
You know, mouthing, yeah. Words, and
I yell at the top of my lungs, "What?" And obviously
nothing comes out.
So I start poking at the air and tweaking my ears and flicking, and
there's like a weird pressure in your eardrums. It's
like I mouth to them, "Did I go deaf?"
Not unless we did too.
I'm gonna leave now. This just got weird.
We they point to each other. We'll get the jar, and they both pantomime jar together, but it's the same jar that they're both like mimicking in the air.
He nods and is like, and gives them a thumbs up, but he's like, "I'll wait by the window."
All right. So you're gonna? Did you make me your?
I got two trees.
Two trees. Okay. So you managed to rappel down the side of the building, and by the time you reach ground level, whatever it was is gone. The area of effect was limited.
I hit the ground. I actually hear the thud of my feet hitting the ground. Oh, oh! Thank you. I can hear myself. It's beautiful. Oh, it's beautiful.
Oh, Carl, what are you up to at this point?
Sleeping.
good answer.
Yeah.
Good answer.
And how about Duncan? What are you doing?
Sleeping.
I mean, I guess
the middle of night.
Yeah.
I'm sleeping.
All right.
I guess the twins could go get them, if anything. Yeah.
Well, we're not needed at this point. It's just in Jareth's get to the...
I only said Jareth because he has the car. You can bring anyone you want.
Bring everyone if you want.
Same.
Oh, that would be great. Like, everyone wakes up in the morning and they all hear about a statue. I just had the shit-eating grin at breakfast. And you guys are like, "What happened?" "I had the best dream last night."
Me and Bernard are sleeping together. Sexually.
Wow. That's
kind of awkward.
Yeah.
Especially for little children. What are you, 8?
I'm 10.
Yeah, we gotta learn sometime. I don't think that makes me any better. No. No, I'm pretty sure that makes me a horrible person.
And the inanimate toys watch us.
Yeah.
Alright, I'm gonna offer you guys an in-character opportunity to join the game. So, Carl...
Okay.
It's you wake up and it's the middle of the night and you had way too much
candy
apple juice to drink at dinner.
He's drunk on apple juice.
And that bladder of yours is just
full. Oh my god, drunk on apple juice. I'm picturing like little 10-year-old Will stumbling out of his room. Oh, I gotta go.
Too much apple juice.
So I'm gonna put out a bunch of gin in my apple juice.
The bat boy was in there.
What?
The little bat boy?
Yeah. He's actually up because he's nocturnal.
Yeah.
Oh. He's flying into the wall because his echolocation doesn't work because everything's muted.
No, they're in a different wing.
So I know, he's but that'd be funny because bats rely on
him. Yeah, so Carl gets up. He's like,
and Tim is just he's reading a book upside down. He goes, hi Carl.
He's
upside down. Hi Tim.
Like beast.
Right. Mm-hmm. What are you reading?
Treasure Island.
Alice in Wonderland.
Oh, even better.
The book. Gotta go drain the snake.
Yeah. Gotta go drain the snake.
Drain the swamp.
Oh. Drain the swamp.
Like Trump.
So Carl, makes his way bleary-eyed down the hallway to the bathroom, and past the hole that leads down to the chef's larder, and into one of the stalls. And it's just,
pissing away.
Yeah. It's just, that was a lot of apple juice.
Pissing the night away.
And then you hear, Carl, and you weren't aware anyone was there.
Yeah. Everything stops falling and I just freeze. And I kind of scream.
Carl.
Who's there?
It's me. It's Roscoe.
Who's Roscoe?
Delaney, one of the Delaneys.
Oh. Roscoe, what are you doing here?
Chloe couldn't come. She was too embarrassed. Listen, we need your help.
My
help?
Need your help.
What, you guys know what time it is?
Nock has a plan to exonerate, whatever that means, Cecil.
Exonerate. Heard that word before.
Jared doesn't know what he means, but he was heard about melting stuff, so he was all
out. It's to make him not,
he's your brains. You don't know that.
They're gonna kill him?
No. Not even in trouble anymore.
That's what it means.
He won't be in trouble.
Right.
I don't believe it.
No. But anyway, listen. Chloe is grabbing Duncan. And then we have to sneak down to the kitchens to get a jar. And then we have to meet Jareth, who's going to get his crazy car friend.
You say car?
Yeah.
The crazy car?
Yeah, the one...
The one that screams every time he comes around the corner?
Yeah, that one.
Okay. So he won't... what are we going to do with the jar?
It's part of the plan.
Part of the plan.
Come on, I'll explain it to you on the way.
Do I have to go?
I mean, no, you don't, but you really trust Jareth not to screw this up?
Alright.
I mean...
I'm just picturing Carl. Carl is like in his pajamas. And he has no shoes.
No shirt.
No shirt.
He doesn't have a shirt.
No shirt on.
Is he in the underwear?
No, he just sleeps in pajama bottoms.
Oh.
And underwear.
He's got like blue striped pajama bottoms.
No, he gets pretty warm at night. You know, he's got that tough skin and everything.
So during that one game when we were in the hole, you just had pajama bottoms and no shirt on since we woke you up?
Yeah.
Oh, I put a shirt on outside. Okay. We're inside right now.
Okay.
I mean, I don't necessarily need everybody to go with me to the jail and to melt something. I mainly just need them to get me a jar.
Okay.
Oh, you get in the posse.
Right.
Let's see you in a posse. All right. So, Carl, just turns back to Roscoe and goes, all right, well, I'm going to finish here and I'll meet you out in the hallway.
Right.
You can never have peace in the bathroom.
No, yeah. Which I forget which Delaney they left with.
I think it was Roscoe.
Was it Roscoe? Okay, so then it's
Heathcliff.
Heathcliff comes and recruits you in
the big one was with us.
Yeah, so that was Roscoe. Yeah. So it was was Heathcliff.
I mean, it'd probably be best if Duncan actually does go with Jareth because Duncan's the only one that can keep Jareth calm.
Speaking of which, mm-hmm. Duncan, someone is knocking at your door. And it's just kind of a steady, like...
Are you expecting anyone at this time of night?
No, no, not really. I remember the voice I gave him.
Alright, I'll get it.
It's Italian.
No, not really.
I think I just spoke normally. Yeah.
I open the door.
It is the little Delaney girl.
Chloe, what are you doing out of bed? Something wrong? Are you in trouble?
Heathcliff saw his winky.
Heathcliff saw.
Never mind. Never mind. Winky. Listen. Listen. We need your help.
Well, I'm your prefect, so I have to help. But what do you help with?
It's Enoch. He has a plan to make sure that Cecil doesn't go to jail.
But don't worry about it. Kendall Wick has it covered. He's got a good lawyer. Everything's going to be okay.
In jail, Enoch goes, wait, are they getting Duncan?
Duncan doesn't want to come, Ross.
Tell him it's a job for the C team.
Enoch wants us to tell you that it's a job for the C team.
What's the plan?
They explain it to you through Chloe.
So the plan is to deface public, more proper. This is not a terrible plan.
But listen, it clears Cecil's name because Cecil is in jail. If another statue gets melted, logically, it couldn't have been him.
I don't think they care about it, logic. Because logically, we already know that it wasn't Duncan. We knew, the sheriff knows it was his daughter. He doesn't care. If we do this, he's just going to put the blame on us again.
Yeah, but who's going to blame?
He can't blame Cecil again. He put the blame on Cecil before because it was more convenient than admitting it was his daughter. But he can't blame Cecil if Cecil's in jail.
This is less than 24 hours and you're trying to get us even more in trouble.
Let's play this scene out as if, like, if this were a TV show, it would just cut between Doc and Duncan.
Yes.
And the ladies would disappear as the intermediaries.
It's the only... Look, if Cecil goes to jail, they're just going to run him through court. He's never going to get a fair trial.
Way to make that overcomplicated.
This is the only way to prove his innocence. Look, you don't have to come, Duncan, but just don't stop us.
I'm going to stop you. It's my job as a prefect to stop you from getting in trouble, and this is going to start trouble.
We're not going to get in trouble.
You guys are supposed to be in bed. It's bedtime. Stay in bed. Two, you're leaving the Candlewick Manor, which, again, against the rules. Three, you're facing public property. And no, you're not doing this.
Duncan.
As your prefect, Chloe, you and Heathcliff's, I am putting my foot down, saying you cannot help them. You're going back into your bed. Now show me where your brother is. Show me where Jareth is. And then put everyone to bed. Make sure no one gets in more trouble.
Don't do it, Chloe.
She's not going to, Knox. She's...
Looks like Knox in charge of the C-team.
Wow.
Duncan,
power has changed Duncan.
Duncan, it seems like Knock is taking the C-team renegade.
Chloe, go to your room. I'll find your brother.
She nods. Carl...
Wait, before she goes, tell Duncan that if he does this, Cecil's going to die. And I'm not exaggerating.
She says that. Cecil is going to die.
No, he's not. How? What?
Listen. They're going to send him to that asylum, and they're going to do experiments on him, and he's just going to be the first. Once they see what he's like, they're going to come for all of us Candlewick kids.
This is kind of too hot. I'd let it cool off, but then you all the cheese.
Sorry, Nug, I don't believe that one bit.
Then just go back to bed.
No.
Then you're killing Cecil.
I was...
No, you're dead.
Cecil's going to go to jail, and we're never going to see him again, and it's going to be your fault, Duncan.
No, it's not. You're lying.
I'm not.
I'm not lying.
Yes, you are.
If you stop us, this is the only way to help Cecil.
No, it's not. No, this is definitely not the only way to help Cecil. Kennewick is helping Cecil right now.
Really? Because I'm sitting in jail with Cecil right now.
And he's sobbing like an idiot.
Yeah. He's been crying for like 12 hours straight.
And
nobody's helping Cecil. It's up to us.
Like an hour. I was a sheep for a
little while. Listen, Nock, your actions brought you to jail. If you just... If you just didn't keep your mouth shut and you respected authority, you wouldn't end up in jail.
So if I had just let the sheriff arrest Cecil for no reason, that's what you're saying?
No, your actions are putting everyone else in danger. I don't trust someone in jail. You're right now a convict.
I haven't been convicted of anything, Duncan. I'm wrongfully imprisoned. I haven't been charged with anything.
So Duncan, Chloe says... Chloe starts to say, don't bother Enoch, and then we cut to the jail cell, and Roscoe says, it's a pointless argument. And then,
right.
And then Chloe turns and walks away.
Wait, no, I say to them, it's buying them time to get out.
Meanwhile, Carl, Heathcliff kind of grabs your shoulder and he goes, we have to go.
Alright, Chloe, you go to bed right now.
I'm gonna find your...
Let me guess.
Self-righteous Duncan.
Let's see.
I'm finding your...
What?
Well, I always knew that Duncan had a self-righteous...
I'm not self-righteous.
You guys are having a real, like, Captain America and Iron Man moment.
You are.
I've been self-righteous.
I mean, you did just tell him you didn't trust him because he's a convict.
Because he was... I'm saying exaggerated stuff to try to...
No, I'm being 100% serious.
No.
Nock is, anyway. That's what Nock believes. Cecil's gonna die.
Yep. Cecil believes it, too.
Well,
Duncan doesn't.
Duncan did research on the psych lab. Yeah.
Actually, when you say that, Cecil starts sobbing harder.
You think I'm gonna die? Oh, no!
You don't know what it's like, Duncan. You haven't been in jail like I have.
Duncan doesn't right. realize that
so,
people look at us as freaks.
Chloe is going to roll her face plus charm.
Well, she has a face. She's not the face, though.
That's right, she's not. Heathcliff's the face.
Yep, and he's not.
You see someone in the post.
What am I rolling?
You can roll brains plus notice or outthink.
Alright.
Or if you want to just tell her no, go to bed, I would accept face plus put down.
Nah.
Oh, I edit on my sheet.
It's only editing if it's the first game and you completely ruin it.
Okay. She got trip eights. Whoa. A lot of sense.
Damn.
She had that many. Heathcliff's the face. She's not the face.
I mean, they all kind of run off of the same stats, which is...
I thought Ed said that.
I didn't give him any more points, because he really only, like... He only put skill points in one skill per, All right. I'll tell you what. I will re-roll that. Less three dice.
She got a pair of threes.
I got two sixes.
Okay. So you get the sense that she is stalling.
You go to bed right now in the room.
Carl, we gotta go.
He's not looking for Carl. He's just looking for one of the twins. So Carl can still bring me the jar while the twin gives him the runaround.
That's true. I'll keep Duncan busy. You gotta get to the kitchen, get a jar, and find Jareth and give it to him.
Okay. You got it.
Alright, so how the house is situated. It's a cross. Alright, so I'm basically running to the middle of the library, right?
It's late at night. The lights are very dim because it's the middle of the night.
Yeah.
There is still a thunderstorm, and you can see the lightning flickering through the moss that overgrows the big dome.
I'm gonna run to the front door.
Alright.
Because that's the only door in
the
room.
Kitchen, I believe we established, was in the basement of the West Wing. But you don't know where he's... You don't know where he's... Or, no, you would know, because they told you the plan.
They told me where he's going.
Mm-hmm.
Chase.
Oh,
Chase? Nothing. I'm going to find...
Who are you looking for? Where are you going? Where are you going?
I'm making sure they don't leave, so I'm going to curl by the front door because I know that Poe... I'm going to go outside, see Poe's out there. And because they can't leave without Poe, so I'm going to stop them.
Alright. Jareth, where are you meeting... where are you meeting with Poe?
I'm outside my window now. I mean, I'm on the floor by my room, and I'm trying to think of where to meet Poe.
You were in the east wing.
Mm-hmm. The only way is out front, I thought.
I climbed out the window.
Well, everyone else?
They could also climb out windows. But as far as everyone else goes, the house is mostly asleep. No one is up except for you guys, prowling about.
I'm gonna run to get like the other priest, like Josie or Althea.
All right, so you're headed up to the north wing is the Candlewicks. Josie is the west wing.
Okay.
That's right. With
the west wing.
All right.
I think I'm actually gonna go down that way. I don't know. I'm feeling sick.
Oh.
Just when we could use Josie's help, Dottie's help.
I'm not Josie.
You're Josie now.
Okay, well, I get to get at move so you can get in.
I was just gonna.
Well, your stuff is right there.
Okay, hey, let's pause while Eric. So we're back, Duncan. What's going on?
I'm gonna run to the east one.
Okay. In that case, Carl, if you can make me brains plus notice. Are you concealing yourself at all?
Or no, I'm a prefect.
You want, yeah, that's right. You want them to know you're coming.
Two nines.
Two nines. Okay, you hear the approach of footsteps. Heathcliff says to you, "I think Duncan's coming. Hide!"
No, I'm not going. I'm going east wing.
You're going to the east wing where you used to live?
Yeah.
Okay. 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 I'm sorry. I misheard.
Yeah, I'm getting right. Jareth.
You're getting Jareth.
My plan is if I get Jareth, then they're not gonna. They don't get Poe.
Okay.
They're not leaving.
Okay. In that case,
I'm going to the east wing.
This might all be up to Carl.
you burst into the common area. You see the door to your old room.
Uh-huh.
The drag marks on the floor where the race car bed was still leading out into the common room.
Uh-huh.
Cecil's room. Where did they put her in Cecil's room? I think, yeah, maybe they set her up in Cecil's room.
It's glass.
Cecil's glass furniture is all, like, shoved into a corner in the common room, and it's been covered in tarps.
Uh-huh. It's been covered in lead aprons.
I'm going to go into Jarrus. Has got a stockpile.
Go into Jarrus' room. See him.
You open the door and you see a sheet tied to the bed.
It is empty.
Leaving out the open window. Or no, yeah, you said you had sheets and rope.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. he's gone.
It's the night.
GOWN gone.
I'll go to the window.
Jareth, are you still there? Where are you?
I'm in the woods over here trying to find Poe.
Okay.
Because that's where we found him last time. Well, we found him in the pit over here, but I'm in the woods.
Make me a face plus charm roll to call Poe.
I'm going to get up to you.
All right.
I'm going to get my
Dottie beat up?
Yeah, you're going to get Dottie beat up.
I don't know that.
You're about to find out.
Mm. So you knock on her door?
Yep.
All right. You notice that it's slightly, like, off of its hinges and hanging forward a little bit. And you knock. And you just see, like a thud. And then a low growl.
Uh-huh.
And then knuckles cracking. Uh-huh.
I got 2 9s.
I'm not afraid of her.
And then the door is kind of pushed open. And it tears off of the bottom hinge, and she just drops it next to you and looks at you and goes, "What is it?"
You got a problem. Jareth has run away. He escaped. And he has a plan to go to the... has a plan to deface public property.
She just like her breathing just like gets very calm, mm-hmm. and her eyes go ice cold, and she turns and walks like very calmly into Jareth's room.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
is that mute still in effect and up there?
No.
Ah,
listen. So if he walks in quietly, everything just explodes, just crash, boom, smashes, comes out. Yes, you're right. He is gone. We got to stop her.
Him.
Where are they going?
Jareth, is it he?
Oh, well, Jareth has this, this car, like a possessed car friend.
He has a what?
He has, like, a possessed car friend.
Am I going to have to punch a car?
I mean...
It's nothing I haven't done before. And it's not exactly fun.
We should probably try to talk this out, and we shouldn't resort to violence right away, but we should definitely stop them. It's, Jareth, and then there's...
I told them that if they woke me up again, or something they did woke me up again, that I would owe them a pounding.
Well, I was the reason that you woke up, so I should probably get pounded.
I can't exactly pound you, now can I? Because you're also a prefect.
You can pound me. I won't tell them. Plus I'm tough. I can take it. Jareth can't resent that tough. He get hurt.
Oh, so you'll let her assault a person. That's okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But he's taking it himself. He's like, just punch me.
Yeah.
All right. She's like honestly taken aback. And she's like, really? You would let me pound you?
Yeah, go for it.
And then she leaps at you. What do you do?
Takes it.
I'm taking it.
Little bitch.
I'm tough. Yeah, tough too.
Okay.
He's taking it and wasting precious, precious time.
Yeah. So let's resolve this in one round. Give me body plus courage or wrestling to just stand there and not get hurt.
That's just courage.
Or your special skin rather. That would be guts plus plus your
okay.
All right, and she is going to. She's got hands.
Oh. What's tough two mean?
Tough two means that it can absorb two successes as long as you get.
You know, that's what tattoo meant.
No. Tough 2 means that as it expands defense rolls by with 2.
Okay.
But she has gnarly 2. So.
You roll d10, not d6. I'm like, why are there so many cubes on Meyer's phone?
No wonder why he's been rolling so well.
No,
he's been rolling 6s.
That's not good.
Alright, Well, she whips.
Oh. Alright. Well, I got 3 7s.
Which you could have taken You would have taken 5 with damage.
Right.
You could have absorbed 5 with damage with that roll. So that's awesome. So her blow is just like glance harmlessly off of your shell.
All right.
And she starts like really like getting into it, but it's still kind of ineffectual next to you. You're just sort of like, hey, are you done yet?
Yeah, we're wasting time here, but definitely.
Yeah, you're right. Okay. I think the first place they would go would be the kitchens.
Well, I think that's where someone's trying to get a jar.
So we should probably go. We should probably have to cut them off. Do you want to take outside? Because Jareth is gone. He's probably gone to find his car.
Uh-huh.
Do you want to take Carl?
I'll get Jareth.
They don't know about Carl.
We know the kitchen. She's going to go to the kitchen.
Do you want to head them off at the pass in the kitchen, or do you want to?
No, I'll go outside.
All right.
I don't mind the rain and the thunderstorm.
Carl, Duncan just sent out the after you.
How do they know about me?
No, they don't know. They know something in the kitchen.
They just know somebody's going. They don't know it's specifically you. You're right about that.
We know Heathcliff might be there.
Wait, Jared, do you have a jar in your arm?
Well, this has been... This has been a while, so I've had time to get the jar in your
arm.
Well, let's see. We'll cut to you.
Actually, yeah, thinking about it, he probably had plenty of time, because Maya went to the front door, then went to the east wing, and then woke her up.
No, I didn't.
Checked for me, then woke her up.
I didn't go to the front door.
All that whole time, and he was arguing with Althea the whole time, so...
I didn't go to the front door.
Plus the pounding.
Still had to get from wherever you were to the east wing.
And he had to get from where he was downstairs.
Right. He was in the bathroom.
And the being was supposed to be once, it was like a 5-second thing.
Not only that, you were talking about Thea that whole time, and they were already leaving the bathroom at that point.
Sounded like she beat you until she was winded. I don't think that took 5 seconds. She's a big, healthy gorilla.
Probably a little while. But
I'll say it's been a couple minutes.
Let's see. So, Carl,
I don't know about a couple.
You get down to the basement in the west wing.
With a Google gorilla stamina.
Which is where the kitchen is. And strangely enough, the lights are on.
Huh.
And you can hear someone in there singing. It sounds like he's humming a tarantella.
Tarantella.
I'm going to
sneak. We'll be sneaking this game.
Feet plus PE.
Gorilla stamina.
Oh, good.
And
could I do feet plus dodging?
No.
Damn.
Sorry, Ed, you might be thirsty now.
If he's even listening.
He listens.
And he never listens to me.
That's because no one listens to
me. I noticed.
What, James?
That's a whiff.
Okay.
Because Alan's only 2.
Well, let's see. To be fair, you're a very sneaky kid anyway.
Yeah.
Apparently there's a company called Gorilla Wear that makes a stamina rib tank top. That's what all my results are about.
Is it somebody out there?
Yeah, I don't know.
Giuseppe.
It's the chef. His name is Giuseppe Sangrioli. You see, like, the shadow... Of a fat Italian chef. He's actually wearing his hat, and he's holding a giant kitchen knife. Is there somebody out there?
You
could use a shirt that just says gorilla on it.
Not an idea.
Oh boy, we're in trouble.
What? No,
Actually,
no, no one here.
You're in trouble.
Carl, Carl steps
How
out.
How could I be in trouble? I'm in jail.
How does that be?
One made a plan.
Oh, it's it's a little
I don't know, skin.
Yes, a gray boy.
Mm-hmm.
Hi.
Can I just get a glass of water? I'm thirsty.
Oh, certainly, my boy. Come in, come in. You're looking so thin.
I'll never say that back on.
No.
Have you been? Tell me. Have you been eating right?
I think so. Yeah, it was growing.
Well, come, come. Let me get you. I'll prepare you a plate.
Oh, no, no, no. I'm not hungry. I need something to drink.
Oh no! Please, please. So you walk into the kitchen. You got to look at him. He's wearing an apron, like a butcher's apron, a heavy apron, and gloves, and he's got, like, a giant knife, and he's covered in blood.
Of course. So he's intimidating.
I was just getting it ready for tomorrow's meal.
Okay. while he's cooking, I'm going to see if I can steal a mason jar.
But he is like leading you.
Yeah.
He's taking you. He wants to feed you something. So he's like
right
sitting
now.
You down, and he's not letting. He's not taking no for an answer.
Okay.
So he takes his knife, and even though it would be terrible for the knife, he like stabs it into the meat that he's currently butchering. And you know, takes off his gloves.
It is the 30s.
And he gives you like a nice warm smile. And he said, come, please, please sit. Let me get you a nice midnight snack.
Okay. So Carl sits down because we got to have a midnight snack.
Oh.
Because he's caught.
And there was a lot of time that I was taken.
Well, at least you'll see Carl in the kitchen getting a snack.
I'm not Althea, Will.
Oh, well.
So, a little while, he gets you...
They don't have any idea that you're involved in it, too, so you just be like, I'm just here for a midnight snack.
I came in for a glass of water, and I was offered a snack.
They're looking for the twins.
I have a rack of land.
66% of the twins.
Yes.
Or maybe
33.3% one because
maybe some poached pheasant
because 66% is already
maybe sounds
ones.
Good.
Oh, you left her though. Who knows where she is? Yeah, she's a cow.
Would you like some mashed parsnips?
Ooh, that sounds really good.
And some roasted Brussels sprouts.
All of this sounds delicious, sir.
All right, I'll make you a nice big plate. Have a seat.
He's already sitting.
he goes and like starts rummaging around in the fridge.
This is
so while he's distracted, this is your moment.
Yeah.
So you catch sight of some glassware by the sink, including a mason jar that has just been washed out. It's maybe like 10 feet from you across the room. It's a pretty hefty jar too, so it's not like something that you could like stuff under your shirt,
which he's not wearing,
right? As we established.
Well, did I have time to put a shirt on?
You said you didn't.
No, well, you didn't. No, you're not wearing a shirt. You specifically
said you even asked to use the jar.
You said you went to the bathroom and then you go into the kitchen.
The point of this scene is to get a jar, Will. How are you going to get the jar? You could talk to him. You could, like, tell him you need a jar. You could try to sneak the jar out somehow. You could, I don't know, grab the knife and murder him and take the jar if you really wanted to. What do you do?
I think
do
you
that
go
one.
With that one. Yeah,
that one sounds like the best option.
What, murdering the chef?
Yep.
No way.
Yep. That's the best option.
No way.
He's currently rummaging in the kitchen. Unless you do something soon, you don't know that there's a time limit on this, but
well, he knows Duncan's coming.
Yeah, you know,
or
you know
Duncan's
that
on the prowl.
Duncan is looking for you. You have to get the jar and get out. So what are you doing? What tack are you taking?
I'm gonna
murder him.
No.
Do it.
Do you want some time to think about it? I'll cut to Jared.
Can I do a brains no, it's not gonna work because it's gonna be connive. I'm not
take some time to think about it. Go to me getting my car.
Okay, yeah. Well, you think about it. Well. All right. So you kind of know where Poe hangs out. It's down by the sea cliffs.
Oh, man, down by the river.
Yeah.
In that cavern.
The car hangs out from the van.
Car yes. Does hang out in the van.
Well, I got 2 9s with my
big
face
van.
And whatever.
You ever see those like really expensive cars that get like they're not street legal, so they get from like track to track. All
right. So how do you get Poe's attention?
Same thing.
I stand on the cliff, like on the edge, and I just start like throwing rocks down. Be like, Poe, Poe,
what is it? What? As he coughs, you hear like the sound of a car horn behind it. What is it?
We got a job to do. I need your help.
Jared, is that you?
Yeah, it's me, buddy. We gotta go for a ride.
Oh, it's kind of late, buddy. Poe's kind of out of gas right now. Wanna come back in the morning?
No, we need it. We gotta do some mischief and destruction.
Mischief and... Right. Right, well...
Wait, there used to be a speakeasy down there, right?
Well, something or other like that.
Like a Rum Runners thing? Or...
Rum Runners, yeah. It's a distillery, actually.
Come right. Pick me up and bring me down there. They're empty bottles.
Yeah, I think so. Why?
I need an empty bottle. And... I need a ride.
All right, buddy. I'm coming up.
So Carl's getting
a snack.
No, I'm picturing Jareth standing on the edge of like a cliff in the rainstorm. Duncan runs out. It's over, Jareth! And it's like the fugitive. Jareth jumps off the cliff. And Poe catches him.
Jareth doesn't know it.
No, I know, but I'm saying it would be like that's what I'm picturing.
Does Duncan know where Poe hangs out?
Probably not.
I forget. Was Duncan with
no,
the crew?
Wasn't with us.
Yes.
You were with the other group.
You were the other group.
No, I wasn't. The other group was just dying and.
Were you with us?
Yes.
Yeah, I was the one who wandered off
the
alone.
The only people that were not was Cecil and
Dottie. Because they went home. They went back.
So you would know.
All right, so you would know. So you,
I mean, I was the one who found him because I was the one that wanted to go exploring this one
there.
Area. No, but I was the one who found him because I was the one that wanted to go down that one way and the rest of you wanted to get out of
okay.
there.
Okay, so... What's your point?
The point is, I was the one who got him because
I
wanted to go that one way.
I would give that one to Meyer because he at least knows enough to get a heading of where. So you don't know that anyone's after you. Duncan, I would say make brains plus notice.
All right. Nothing.
Yay.
You think you kind of remember where it was, but it's really dark in the woods.
Yeah.
And
it is thunderstormy.
It's a little stormy. It's not actually a raining thunderstorm. It's just
a thunderstorm.
It's just,
oh.
Yeah.
Just the thunder.
It's just the thunder.
All right.
Thunder and lightning.
It's the thunder.
Someone was drinking Dr. Thunder.
He can't control the thunder.
Someone is drinking it.
So Poe drives up. He picks you up and takes you down. The distillery's through those tunnels. I don't think I could fit.
That's fine. We've been here before.
All right. So you make your way back to the place. You know what? You also make me brains plus. Go with outthink. It's notice, outthink, and
remember.
Okay, so brains plus remember.
I have one in that.
Sorry.
I have a pair of eights.
Okay, so yeah, you remember the way back to the distillery area. There are actually several big old empty carboys.
Ooh. I take one or two. I only need one, but I'm going to take one in case I drop one and break it.
Because, all right.
Or maybe for further mischief. You know, Jareth is planning ahead always when it comes to destruction of property. Maybe we'll have him fill three jars. You know, you never know.
Let's see.
Jareth walks out, his one arm is just bulging like Popeye. Where did you put those jars? I don't know.
What jars?
Jars.
Clink, 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 clink.
Stretched and translucent. I could see through your arm.
At least a dozen.
Baker's dozen.
13.
It's a lot of jars.
You're a jar.
Hey!
Right. I am a jar.
I'll close you.
So, Carl, we'll cut back to you then. Giuseppe comes back with this, like, massive plate of food. He has like, made you a mountain. Lamb chops, and he's got mint
chops,
jelly, and mashed parsnips, and roasted Brussels sprouts. And he just sets it down in front of you with a perfectly folded napkin. And he pours you a small glass of water.
Thank you.
There. Bon appetit.
I love that. Finally grabs the water and doesn't run out.
I wouldn't even need a mason jar. I just need a glass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't even need that anymore.
Oh, he doesn't know that.
Yeah.
The Bellinis are our attack. They're not here.
I think a bite of the food is. He's watching me. So.
It's a good, no?
Is it good?
Yes, it's always
fantastic.
Good.
It's fantastic. It's awesome. It's really, really good. Mm-hmm. He starts eating the food, drinking the water. He's having a midnight snack.
Duncan forgot about the plan to rescue his
Carl. Carl just completely slipped his mind.
Wasn't there something I was supposed to tell?
I'll do it later.
You only got up to go to the bathroom. This is delicious.
This is awesome. This is a great idea.
It's like cheese jello.
It looks like the bottom of a foot.
It's pretty gross.
Yeah, a little bit.
I'm still waiting for one of my...
Althea?
Yeah.
You're not waiting for that. You don't even know what's coming.
So what are you doing?
He's eating.
You're not doing anything toward the goal of the scene.
No, he gave up. He's eating his
food. No,
you said you're eating.
Giuseppe.
I do kind of like that, though.
What?
That you just kind of fucking forgot about it.
It doesn't matter because he's okay. It's still going to work out.
That's not the point.
He's eating.
Well.
So a few minutes later, you hear, like, pounding footsteps coming down the hallway.
Oh, yeah.
The light starts to, like, shake. like, crosses above you and then coming down the stairs.
Is there, like, a little bit of dust falling for this young?
Yes. And then standing in the doorway is a 6.5-foot-tall gorilla girl.
Give it consistent. First, she was 7 feet. Now she's
8 feet. He turns to his mouthful.
She just...
Yeah. It depends how straight
you
are. Warm.
Mm-hmm. Have you seen your friend Jareth?
No.
He is not my friend.
Friend?
There are lots of things wrong with that sentence.
I see the two of you palling around together all the time.
Not by choice.
Damn. Burn, Jareth.
Or what about those Delaney kids, those creepy kids that are always together? You seen any of them?
I saw one in the bathroom before, but that was about it.
You see them, you tell them to get back to bed. And what are you doing out of bed, by the way?
Give me a glass of water, and then Giuseppe, give me food.
Give me a base plus connive roll.
Wait, this guy didn't lie at all.
That wasn't a lie.
Giuseppe
is also
right there to back up the story.
He is hiding the truth.
Yeah, but he's not.
It's a lie of omission.
Yeah.
I roll a one for this.
Well, then you can't get a success.
No,
you
I
have one die.
One die.
You can't get a pair.
You can use your
do you have
your
any echoes?
Oh yeah.
Plate full of food.
What are your echoes?
Awkward situation over a dinner table.
Wrapped up in something almost smothering.
No.
Tumbling so he can't tell which way is up. Thornless roses, whispered promises.
I'll throw you a bone, Will. She leans in really close and she says, "If you don't tell me, I promise I will pound you."
He's using your echo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think you could use so wrapped up smothering.
Yeah.
No, Will, it's the whispers.
Whispers?
Wait, okay. You believe me? Yep.
So how much, what is your echo rating for that?
1D.
36.
So you add 1 to your other, so you roll 2 dice.
2 dice.
2 dice.
Well.
You better make sure they're the same.
No.
Oh.
Because that's my luck.
How many, so now you also make a, does he make a...
Illumination.
How many dice are in your illumination?
5.
Okay, so you roll 5 dice now. You added the one from just now.
That's 6.
So 6.
Pair of eights.
Pair of eights.
Oh.
All right.
Illumination!
So there are 2 people in the scene currently.
Sorry.
There's Althea and there's Chef Sangrioli.
Giuseppe.
You got a pair of eights. Don't roll those dice away because you're going to need them. Pair of eights, a cousin, aunt, or an uncle.
I see Giuseppe.
It's either Giuseppe's your uncle or Althea's your cousin.
And what are your singletons?
Uncle. I think Giuseppe's my uncle.
What are your other dice?
What? My other dice?
You should have 4
however,
other dice.
Yeah,
Althea's
2,
your
5,
cousin,
6,
also related
1.
To Jareth.
2, 5, 6, 1.
And
okay.
0.
So,
and 0.
And 0. So,
that's
so
7
right,
dice.
7 dice?
0 is 10.
Oh, no, yeah, don't worry about 0. 0 is
no 0. Okay, that's good. So you don't have a tragic fate. Or one of them doesn't have a tragic fate.
So Will.
So write this down. You have
most of mine have a tragic fate.
Giuseppe is your uncle.
So Will, your option was Giuseppe or Althea, which would also make you related to Jareth somehow. Because Althea and Jareth are related.
Do you know how you're related to Althea?
Giuseppe.
Distant relation, I think it was.
Is my uncle.
Good talk.
Mm-hmm.
And the complications are misunderstanding.
Rick's favorite understanding.
A debt. A vendetta.
Understanding.
Debt and
debt.
Vendetta.
A vendetta.
Vendetta.
And
vendetta. Verboten.
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 Yeah. Natalie
please.
Portman shaves her head.
Still looks good.
Hold up, please.
V-E-R.
V for Verboten.
B-O-T. Yeah.
Sometimes
I was watching a clip from it, the speech he gives like a year before he blows everything up.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, this applies to Donald Trump.
So you have a flash of memory, Carl, as you're sitting there eating the food, terrified that this gorilla girl is going to beat the living hell out of you. You remember another time when you were eating and also terrified. It was when you were much younger. And
the gorilla was going to beat the fuck out of you.
His name's Harambe?
No. You see the same man. Like, you have a flashback. Giuseppe. You remember, he's a little bit younger. He's a little bit thinner. And he sets a dish of food in front of you, and you dig in to it. But then someone, like, grabs you from behind, like, just takes a big old fistful of your shirt and hauls you, like, up out of the seat that you were in. You had a fork and knife, and you just drop them, like, a napkin tucked into your shirt. It falls out, and you're just dangling there. And you just hear shouting. But please, I was only trying to give the boy something to eat. He looks so thin. And then another voice. You guys choose, male or female?
Female.
Female. Okay. Female says, "I told you, Papa. You stay away from him."
Papa.
Well, no, I'm sorry. It wouldn't be Papa. It would be
Uncle.
I told you, Giuseppe. You stay away from him.
Brother Giuseppe?
Because he's not your grandfather. He's your uncle.
Yeah. Maybe he's both.
That would be...
his
uncle, not his father.
Could be my aunt.
And then you're back. But
Giuseppe
the
is not your aunt.
No, I'm saying the one yelling.
She still wouldn't call him Papa.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who knows what weird nicknames they have for each other?
The Wilson house.
Everyone's Papa.
Will's family is strange. And then you're back in the moment.
When you're a Wilson.
And then you're back in the moment, and Althea is like, "I'm getting the feeling there's something that you're not telling me, Carl." And when people don't tell a prefect something, you know what they get?
Pounded.
Yeah, you know what they get.
I don't answer, because I don't need to answer that question.
And then Giuseppe, "Oh, Althea, what are you doing here, my dear?" She turns to him and she, you know, starts questioning him about...
He should make her food, too.
"Oh, please, sit down. You look so thin, my dear. Have some food." "I can't have some food right now, Giuseppe."
"It's really good."
"Shut up."
"Might even lie, it's good."
"Want me to eat? Fine, I'll eat." She just like reaches over and takes like a handful from your plate. Shoves it into her face. "There, I've eaten. Carl is coming with me." And Giuseppe just goes,
"Oh." But he hasn't eaten yet.
"Better alive, you're coming with me."
"Where am I going?"
"You're going to the closet."
"The closet?
The closet.
What's
you know what the closet
oh,
is?"
"Oh, yeah, we have the whole list of punishments."
"The list of punishments.
You're going to the closet.
She's going to lock you in a tiny, confined space."
For eating a meal?
"For having a midnight snack." "Well?"
"That was offered to me by an adult?"
"Yes."
"Sucks to be you, Carl."
"You stay out of trouble now, kids." And then he puts on his gloves and he picks up the knife and he goes back to butchering meat.
I grabbed the glass of water with me.
What are you doing? You're just in a closet.
What are Nock and Cecil up to at this point?
In jail.
Yeah.
Cecil's crying.
Nock's playing the blues on his harmonica. We're sitting around in the jail cell waiting. There's nothing we could do until someone shows up with a bottle.
All right.
Or jar or something.
Or nothing.
Okay, I need just a moment, so I'm going to pause this.
Yeah.
All right, so we're back. Duncan.
Yes.
You kind of have found your way to the sea cliffs. You remember the entrance to it was somewhere around here. And you catch sight of something weird. There is a bird, flying across the moon.
That's not right. How did it get there?
The the air is clear over the sea, mm-hmm. And just as it crosses the face where it's sort of backlit by the moon, something invisible like snags it, and it's pulled backwards, and you hear kind of an avian yelp as it is devoured by something that you can't quite see.
It's a whomping willow.
What the fuck?
Which favorite yelp?
And then suddenly there's this feeling that you get.
Uh-huh.
If you had hair on the back of your neck instead of, you know, like hard shell,
yeah.
It would be standing up right now because you just feel like something huge is hanging over you.
I'm gonna look up.
You can see the thunderheads, which are just starting to roll away at this point, look kind of weird and distorted, as if something huge and semi-transparent is floating above you.
Hello? Is anybody there?
Jarrett, this isn't funny.
Something... You can't quite see what... reaches down and, like, probes your face.
Oh, boy.
And it just, like, it pokes you in the head, and then in, like, the cheek, and then suddenly it wraps itself around your shoulders.
Is it a ghost?
And starts lifting you up. It feels like tendrils, like, almost tentacly, but without the suckers.
Is this a ghost? Where's Dottie Meter? If you're a ghost, I want you to know that I'm friends with Dottie, and she'll vouch for me. I'm friends to all ghosts.
Hush now, food. It'll all be over soon.
Uh-oh.
I'm not
That's
food.
Not a good sign.
If you're not food, then what are you?
I'm an orphan.
An orphan. Hmm.
That sounds like food to me.
Sounds tasty enough to me.
Oh, I don't
Hold
taste it.
Still.
I don't
last
good.
Last orphan tasted pretty
Look
good.
This tough shell I got. You're not... It's going to be hard to eat me.
Tough shell. And then there's this sort of... like a scream, and it warbles.
Yeah.
Like, oh,
oh,
oh, oh.
Oh, God. What is that?
And then there... You kind of see it's like an iridescent kind of glow around you as this thing... It looks like a jellyfish that's the size of this house.
Okay.
And it has you... It has you, like, wrapped in its...
Holy
in two of its tendrils.
Holy cannoli, Lee.
I suppose I could bash open your shell and suck out the sweetmeats.
Why would you
on the rocks?
Listen.
Quiet food, I'm thinking.
Well, listen. hey, listen. I have a mission that I need to complete.
A mission
from God?
Yes, right.
Oh, okay. Tell me of this mission.
Well,
I've not heard. Do you have a puzzle or a problem that I might be of some assistance with?
I guess so. I mean, so basically the story goes like this. I'm a weird orphan. I'm part of the Candlewick Mansion. A bunch of orphans there too. They're all weird too. And then the town doesn't like us, so they framed one of my buddies, defacing public property. They're in jail now. And now some of my friends have a plan to get him out of jail, but it's against defacing public property. And I can't allow that because I'm a prefect, which means I'm in charge of some of them.
Ah, delightful, an ethical conundrum.
Yeah, whatever that is. And so I'm out here stopping my friends from trying to get in trouble. And he's with a ghost. He's like in a possessed car right now, so I gotta find him.
Oh, the car. Yes, I've seen it driving around before. It usually doesn't come out this late at night.
Well, my friend escaped from the house, and he's definitely looking for that car, so...
Not looking.
So what's your name?
The people of this world refer to me as the Howler, though I can't think why.
I can kind of see one.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
But back to your fascinating dilemma.
Uh-huh.
So your friend is trapped in jail, accused of a crime that he did not commit.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And your other friend, who is in jail with him, has a way to exonerate him.
Yes.
But it goes against your ethical code.
Yes, correct.
So, you seek to prevent them from executing the plan
mm-hmm.
because you feel like it is a transgression, a violation. However, if they do not transgress, then they might end up in worse trouble.
I'm going to go with a yes on this one.
And do you think that's worth it? Do you think it's worth upholding the spirit of the law? Or you think it's worth upholding the letter of the law if its spirit is corrupt?
Yeah, lady. I mean, Mr. Candle looks like he's got this taken care of, and I trust Candle.
You place your trust in authority, and yet your friends sit in jail accused of a crime they did not commit.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
That is most interesting.
Well, you're pretty interesting yourself.
Like, you let me go?
No, can you gonna eat?
Oh, all right.
give me a faith plus canine roll.
I don't have canine.
Okay, whatever. You can go with charm.
Mm-hmm. Okay. One, two, three. Two sevens.
Okay.
A little bit.
Oh, certainly, my boy, certainly. You've given me a lot to think about. I
thought your dice were connected like it was showing pairs, but that was the lightsaber. Going between the two of them, I'm like, oh.
My dice.
Well, I'm glad you didn't eat me. Nice to meet you, but I gotta go. Yeah, have you seen the car around here?
Oh, yes, just down the cliff face a little bit. I believe I saw him peeling off. You'll have to hurry to catch.
And if you
have any other fascinating moral dilemmas, please come and find me. I would love to think on them.
Wait, okay, you promise you won't eat me though.
Yes.
All right.
Yes, I do.
All right, sounds like a good deal to me. Oh my!
And as
now
you
open that shell,
later, Mrs.
Manifest
Howell.
Giant lobster crackers.
Later, Mrs. Howell.
And as you walk away,
see you later, Mrs. Howell.
You see this giant glowing jellyfish thing, like sparkling and sort of drifting out over the ocean, and it keeps making that. Yeah, terrifying, like, howling noise, which is what you realize it does when it is deep in thought.
Mm. That's a weird thing I found.
That is probably the weirdest thing you found.
You have run into one of the other one of the other Candlewick monsters.
Oh. I don't know, there was the wood pile with all the snakes. That was pretty weird.
That wasn't in the book, though.
That's just because we're on top of a
snake nest.
Yeah, what do they call it?
Oh.
I'll look it up.
I'll look it up. You're put down.
Yeah.
You see that video, the nature video of the snake versus the lizard?
Mm-hmm.
The snake versus the lizard. Yeah.
There's actually a bunch of lizards. It was a bunch. The video of the one. It's actually a bunch of lizards. It's not just one.
Oh.
I thought it was one too, but then I saw the whole thing.
Hibernaculum. Yeah, there you go. Jareth.
Hmm?
Poe is sort of coasting along. He's saying, where are we going, buddy?
Going to the jail.
Going to the jail?
Well, we're going to the side of the jail. We gotta go back to that room where
you're
I can...
the candle away.
Yep.
No, we're going to the jail. I got the jar.
Why would anyone want to build one?
That kind of is in
he's mad at Jareth.
Yeah, that kind of is in Jareth's character. He's like,
the less time I have to waste trying to wait for somebody to give me something to go to destroy something, it kind of...
Uh-huh. You got me up in the middle of the night to go to jail?
Well, no, we're going to the jail first to get some stuff, and then we're going to go break stuff.
We're going to break stuff? Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Break stuff. You'll be breaking. Breaking, awesome. Breaking. Yes.
Breaking.
Fair enough.
Breaking. Breaking.
Breaking. Breaking. Breaking. Destruction.
Break some things good. a little while later, because I can't think of a reason to prolong this, you guys hear a car pull up, you know, slightly outside the window.
I hope that's them.
Are they here?
Save up some of that drool, Cecil.
I start throwing rocks at your cell.
It's open bars.
It goes
through the bars and hits Cecil.
Ouch! Oh, I was hungry.
picks it up, puts it in his mouth, and starts sucking on it.
Knox stands up at the window. Jared, is that you?
Yep.
Did you get it?
Yeah, I got a bunch.
And he holds up like a handful of little bottles.
All right, Cecil, start filling one up.
Okay.
Fill up more than one.
You have to be real careful. I don't want you to get stuck in jail now instead.
I'll be super careful. If you get caught, Jared,
this whole thing doesn't work.
It just shifts the problem over to you.
Meanwhile, I'm not good, Carl.
Can you throw it in the closet? Okay. At this point, the door opens to the jail area in the back.
Oh.
Leading to the front of the sheriff's station.
Oh, get down! Someone's coming.
I hide in under the seat in the car, the back seat.
Poe kills his engine and his lights.
I figure people don't really acknowledge him anyway, so it's just kind of like...
I figured Jared is probably holding the jug up to the bars, because we wouldn't be able... If we could fit a carboy through the bars, they're not very effective bars. So we just, like, drop down onto the seat.
It's the sheriff. He walks down to the back of the cell, and he looks over at the drunk in the cell across from you. He's still there. Asleep, and he just sort of scoffs. You see that, boys? That is what we call a drain on society.
Yes, sir.
Brody Bloom spends most of his life in that jail cell or out on the streets trying to scrounge enough money for a bottle of sipping whiskey.
It doesn't sound like the way to do things, sir.
No, my boy, it is not. And I'm hoping that this experience impresses upon you how to live your life so as not to arouse the ire of authority.
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. We definitely learned not to raise the ire of authority.
Yes, this has been very illuminating, sir.
Well, you're free to go in the morning, and unfortunately, well, your friend will have to be made an example of.
What sort of example?
Oh, don't worry.
But it's what I'm good at.
You're going to a very calm, comfortable place with very soft walls and lots of calm activities.
Oh, no. The man said that they'd kill me. I don't want to die. Please don't send me there. Please don't send me there. No. Sir, don't do it.
Knock, I'm not even going to make you roll for it. You see him look visibly filthier.
Good.
For a second.
Oh.
But then he shakes it off.
Oh, I hate this guy.
And he says, don't be ridiculous, son. Dr. Shanker isn't going to kill you. He's just going to help make you right.
That doesn't sound much better.
But what if Cecil's innocent? Because he is.
Well, that's up for the courts to decide now, isn't it?
But why can't you just tell the courts it wasn't me? You know it wasn't.
I know no such thing.
Yes, you do. You do, you know. Scout told you.
You don't talk about my daughter.
I'm sorry, sir. I won't do it again.
That's right. You boys get some rest now. We'll see you in the morning.
Okay. Okay. I'm sorry,
yeah,
sir.
That's not going to happen. Because he's going to be crying all night. Thanks.
he's already gone. He just walks away. And then the door slams shut.
I give it, you know, a few beats. And then stand up at the window. Okay, come on.
So I guess we fill up some jars.
Well, here's the thing. Cecil, you roll to see how much spit you can actually produce.
Okay.
So that would be face, I guess. Whatever. What's...
Three face.
So, what skill yeah. is... What stat is your creepy skill
face.
Attached to? Face. So it's face plus...
Whatever your skill is.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got a pair of tens.
Okay.
Yeah, that's it. Pair of tens.
Okay, so I'm going to say this. It's not especially much acid, like maybe only a bottle or two, but it is very potent. Like, you see it hit, like, the bottom of the beer bottle that Cecil is drooling into, and it sizzles and like, smokes a bit.
Oof.
Well, now we know these bottles are sterile.
You don't spill those.
I won't.
Yeah, Jareth, make me, or who's passing the bottles out?
Well, I figured we wouldn't be able to get them in, so I figured Jareth's like holding the opening up to the window and Cecil's like drooling into it.
Okay, in that case, Jareth, make me hands plus shop to, I mean, not the car boys, obviously, you wouldn't be able to get in.
Right.
James said that he brought some beer bottles.
Oh, I thought he brought the car boys.
Well, I brought a little bit of everything, because, you know.
Oh, well, Cecil's spit doesn't burn him, right?
No.
So it would make sense for him to...
I figured I'd, like, pass them up to him, and he'd hold them outside the bars and drool into him as he could, like, you know,
okay.
Tip in.
Yeah. But you're still going to have to handle these things without spilling the ridiculously powerful acid on yourself.
Well, I figured it got covers with them, right? Like, they had, like, bottle tops or something, or corks or something.
Yeah, metal.
All of that stuff will still melt in acid.
Ah, yeah. All right, so hands and shop.
Hands plus shop.
Hands.
It's organic. It melts in acid. Or metal.
I got a pair of eights.
Go fish.
And a pair of sixes.
Okay, so you're okay. The town hall building is directly next door to the jail, as we established. And the other statues are they resemble the Academy Award statues. They're very Art Deco.
They're right, yeah, super Art Deco.
And they each seem to represent some kind of a civic virtue.
Which one was melted already?
I actually forget. I think it was. Let me check my notes.
If it's not, you have to do justice.
I like that.
Justice.
Sure. The one that was melted was the statue that represents justice.
Oh, okay. So then you have to melt whatever you want. Just make sure the sheriff's gone.
Make up a civic virtue and melted statue.
Patience.
Honesty.
How about industry, honesty, community.
I think honesty. That would send the most
most of a message.
Yeah.
That's civic virus.
Eric's favorite.
Eric's favorite virus.
Volunteerism.
Volunteerism. Obedience.
Obedience.
Yeah, they get a little dark.
I think I'm gonna go with honesty.
Honesty. Okay.
So at Brains Plus Notice to keep an eye out for any potential witnesses and stuff?
Yeah, go ahead, make me that.
Hey, yeah, pay attention.
Yeah, stab him
for the watch.
It is late at night, so nobody's really out. However, you do catch sight of the sheriff. He kind of like steps out onto the steps of the sheriff's office, and he strikes like a cowboy pose and lights up a cigarette. Damn,
Will's dead.
Will's dead.
It's about to happen.
It's time for this. This is the patience game, Poe. I can just feel the anticipation for when his back is turned. Patience.
It's just a sweet little freak.
What happened there?
You almost ended.
I don't know.
Why?
I think the wire was kind of weighing down.
The wire, my arm and leg.
Hold,
like,
hold it in place for a second, then. There we go.
You hear the sheriff kind of muttering to himself.
And we're just sitting there patiently waiting and just staring at him for him to... waiting for him to leave with this, like, hunger in my eyes. Like, just, I gotta melt this statue. And I'm just gotta wait for him to leave. So Jareth is just sitting there and, like, getting antsy and fidgety. Because he's got it. Right, is he in view of, like, the statues, or is he just hanging out? Or
he is, but he's not really paying attention to anything. He's just kind of smoking his cigarette and stewing.
It doesn't have to be a statue. I mean, that's poetic, but it could be, like, a lamppost.
The sheriff does also have a black pickup that he drives around in.
I do have two. Yeah, but...
vials of especially potent acid.
Yeah. The thing is, though, it's to say it would have to be another statue because he's in jail, and it would just be, you know, like, oh, well, two statues were hit. Obviously, the first one wasn't him because he was in jail. So, I mean, I think it would just be more of like a, like it has to be a statue. So I guess we just patiently wait around for him to leave until we can go over and get the statue.
All right, I'm going to give you a choice.
Mm-hmm.
If you wait around that long... the long period of inactivity and the self-restraint that you have to show is going to make you flip back to docile. Or you could go ahead and get bored and sneak.
Let's see. All right. What is sneak? Feet and pee?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll risk that.
And he's going to roll notice. Let's see.
No one commented on my haircut.
Nobody cares about anybody's haircut.
No one commented Will's penis today.
He's even laughing. He loves that joke. Like, you don't have to smile.
He's laughing so hard, like he's just gone silent.
Okay. He is... and
wish I could use my new copper dice for this.
I could go to space.
Oh shit! The sheriff rolled 3 tens.
That's a good one.
Damn.
Shite.
What'd you get, James?
3 fives and 2 sixes.
That's not enough.
Is the sheriff defending or is James defending in this case?
James would be defending. Because the sheriff is the active one. He's looking.
Right. But he didn't roll higher than 10, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Well, this is what Duncan didn't. Was trying to stop.
Somebody over there. The sheriff, like, he hasn't seen you, but he noticed, he heard, like, a noise. He's got, like, a big old flashlight at his hip.
Big old flash.
At this point, it would be an electric torch. They call it.
Fancy.
He clicks it on and he starts approaching your position. What do you do, Jareth?
I'm gonna try and get the hell out of here.
Throw the acid into space and run. No, I'm kidding. Don't.
He's two-faced.
I guess I would smack.
Law enforcement splash with acid. Yep.
I think I would just throw the bottle at the statue and then run. So while the steam from the statue with all that like stuff melting would hopefully be enough of a distraction where right. I could get away.
Roll your hands plus... hands plus punch, I'd go with.
Yeah. Hands plus block.
The Tales of the Batman game that came out.
Have you played it? Was it good?
Yeah, it was good.
I got...
I stopped him from becoming Two-Face.
Three threes.
Okay, it's enough. So you're, you strike the statue from behind at like the butt level. the butt.
Yeah, right in the butt.
Yeah, butt melt.
Right. But that is still enough. It shatters and begins eating through the stone.
Butt melt. And then it just goes. Yeah. Anyway.
I'm just so disappointed.
The D word.
You can see it kind of like starts to collapse in on itself a little bit as the weight of the torso and the upper body weigh down the legs, which are a little thinner and flimsier anyway. And you hear, "Stop! In the name of the law, or I'll shoot!"
Oh boy!
As you take off running. You see at the end of the block, Poe pulls up and throws open his door. You have to get there before the sheriff can shoot you.
On the plus side, if the sheriff murders a little kid,
then
I don't know if it would do anything.
Become a martyr.
So is that
die for the cause!
To run.
I would die for the cause.
The sheriff would probably just bury you and send me to jail for
and murder.
Yeah.
The sheriff got a pair of threes.
I have a pair of fives.
Nice.
Yeah, baby.
Yes, who's that?
I had
a slight advantage.
They go up at the same time, but you still roll higher. So you feel the wind of a bullet whiz past you and ricochet off a street lamp. As you dive into Poe, and he peels off, you right yourself behind the wheel, and you see the sheriff just like pinned in the headlights, and Poe is like accelerating towards him as fast as possible.
Jared just got shot at. As sociopathic as he is, that was kind of traumatizing. He is just dead-eyed stared. Like, Poe could run him over right now and he wouldn't even notice. But, Poe, get me home. Just as fast as you can, whatever you have to do, get me home.
Okay, so before that happens,
oh God.
Since you don't do anything like grab the wheel... the sheriff kind of gets a little flying lesson as he's hit by a car.
Oh my gosh.
Luckily, he's in 1930, so he's going like 30 miles an hour.
Still.
It's a possessed car. It goes faster than anything.
It does. the sheriff is probably going to be in traction for a little while.
That's fine. He fucking shot at me.
but Jareth... You,
I'm in.
You, yeah, just get me home, Poe.
Yeah,
it's all right, buddy. Don't worry. I won't let that dirty copper touch you anymore.
Oh, looky here, saying Duncan was made a poor decision and you guys get shot at.
Just one of us.
So far,
there's a chance he might not remember.
Out now, guys.
So
let's see how not great plan works out.
So the morning comes.
Well, they won't suspect it being a child because they was driving a car, so they'll think it was an adult.
Tiny though,
it was a midget.
Yeah, but
the sheriff isn't really sure of what he saw. He just thought he saw someone. There was a somebody chucked a bottle, and then he got hit by a car, and it all happened in very rapid succession.
Let's see what happens. Well, Carl's in the closet for the whole night.
Yeah, Carl spends the rest of the night in the closet, standing.
Holding the glass.
holding the glass of water.
Did you drink it?
Did you drink the water?
Yes.
Now you have to pee. Yeah, while eventually.
Well, he's got a glass.
Yeah, eventually, you fill the glass
he
again.
He empties the glass, fills the glass, empties the glass again. What does Althea do with Jared? Pound him.
I think maybe we'll find that out next session. But we're going to wrap this up on the following image. So
Jared's just staring dead eyes out the windshield and hello darkness my old friend.
I've come to talk with you again. The very early morning light
as well.
Very early morning light slanting through the bars of the jail. You guys hear kind of like a commotion outside.
Statue.
You heard part of what went on, but you couldn't quite make it out.
Probably heard the gunshot.
Yeah, you heard the gunshot, and like the squeal of tires as Poe accelerated away.
Well, Cecil definitely started sobbing and insisted that Jareth got shot and it was all his fault.
And you
all Cecil's fault.
You were.
Cecil.
Kind of heard like a thump, but you haven't seen the sheriff since then. But then again, he hadn't come in most of the previous day. And the deputy opens the door to the jail and walks back and unlocks the cell. And he looks distraught.
Is everything okay, deputy?
Yeah, everything. No, nothing's okay. But you two are free to go.
Wait. There's three of us in the jail cell.
Yeah. You three are free to
Cecil's
go.
Not free, yeah.
What happened?
Cecil too.
There's no real reason to hold you. It seems as if there was another perpetrator after all.
That's what we've been saying all along. Who was it?
And the deputy gets this, like, hard look in his eye. And he says, I don't know, but I'm going to find out. And he leads you both out of the jail and out front of the sheriff's office. And you see an ambulance parked out front of the Capitol building, the
City Hall.
City Hall, yeah. That's the word I was looking for.
Cecil looks filthy.
And there are two paramedics, I guess, trying to load the sheriff onto a litter. And he is just screaming in pain. And then one of them pulls out an enormous looking syringe and puts it into his arm and pumps him full of something. And he sort of stops screaming. And
Cecil gets a little cleaner when he sees who it was.
Knox smiles.
He's still dirty, but not as dirty.
Well.
And then as they're loading him into the back of the ambulance, he kind of makes eye contact with you, Knock, and he mutters, you just see him mouth the word you, and then they load him into the
back. I wave to him.
Load him in the back of the ambulance.
As soon as we get far enough away, Cecil hugs Knock. I can't believe it works. He's so great. You're the best.
No,
Knock.
No, God, no. Don't touch me. Don't touch me.
I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. Oh no, I burnt your shirt.
He doesn't like to be touched to begin with, so that on top of you getting his shirt.
It's okay. I was going to have to get rid of this shirt anyway.
I'm so sorry.
It was a jail cell.
I'm just so excited.
You can't tell anyone.
Of course not.
Good.
You had to poop in there, Knock. You had to poop in there.
Oh, no. That did not happen.
Nope, he has to go back to the manor.
No, go to school.
Are we going straight to school? I mean, I guess it wouldn't make sense unless the driver is there to pick us up. then we would probably just go to school.
Yeah.
We'll say, you're going to be sleeping in class today.
We'll say, yeah, we'll go over a little montage as we show Nock and Cecil in school, kind of...
asleep.
Yeah, half asleep. Cecil
only wakes up when he's drooled so much on his desk that it splits in half and he falls.
Cecil, you're walking by some of Scout's friends, and you hear her talking. You hear them talking about her. You know how upset they are for her and her poor father. You know they're going to go by their house after school to see if she's okay. Jareth, we see Jareth standing in a room inside Candlewick Manor with Miss Silverdale staring down at him. He is holding two buckets full of sand outstretched with his arms outstretched.
With his eyes just looking traumatized. Like, you can't tell which Jareth it is, but whichever one it is, it's...
It's terrified.
It's he hasn't spoken since he got back.
She gives you like a little smirk, and then turns and walks out.
Carl's asleep.
Carl's asleep.
No.
No?
You were definitely just sleeping there.
I'm tired. One day at work.
Yeah, right. Prove it.
Show us the time card.
Alright, go ahead.
And Duncan.
Yes.
You don't know what happened. But you catch sight of Nock in the hallway while you're on your way to recess with the rest of your kindergarten class.
Yeah. Not the first graders and second graders.
That's true. Everybody is in, you know, two even lines and holding hands. Basically,
I'm in the back,
and you catch sight of Nock at the other end of the hallway as he's going from his biology class to his Latin class.
Mm. Oh. Hi, Duncan.
Hello, Nock.
And then you guys pass each other. Everybody's talking about what happened to the sheriff. Wasn't it terrible?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Duncan's not happy one bit.
Carl Doc doesn't care.
Is Carl still in the closet?
No, they let you out. You're at school that day. And then I think that's what we'll call session. So we've resolved the immediate issue of we've thrown suspicion away from Cecil.
Well, in the last scene, we just Carl was handing him a glass,
getting Jared the glass.
I'll piss.
I'll just leave it here at your feet.
Jared, just for you.
It's a jar of piss.
Well, it's just empty.
So, I know Nock was waffling back and forth about whether he wanted to be a good person or a bad person. I think he settled on everyone else is bad, so what the fuck does it matter? He has to look out for number one, because no one else is going to. Sheriff locked them in jail for no reason. Candlewick let them rot there overnight when he could have tried to get them out. Nobody's going to help you. You got to defend yourself.
And Duncan is still...
I mean, the sheriff even said Cecil's going to get sent down to the insane asylum so they can, like, experiment on him and fix him.
Yeah, yeah, no. That's... I don't disagree with anything that you guys did in this session. Mm-hmm. Any of you. That's including Meyer. I feel like we needed to have, like, a fracturing of the C-team, and this happened kind of organically.
Yeah.
We'll see how that plays out in future sessions.
Adults are just bad people, and you can't trust them.
I think this the result of this mission proved that Dunk was right. This plan was bad.
Mm. I think it proved you were right.
The plan was to exonerate Cecil, who has been exonerated.
Yeah. You hurt a man.
Well,
we hurt a corrupt guy.
He was going to hurt you.
He was
going to
hurt
you.
He was going to hurt us first.
And he tried to kill me. That also, from here on out, Jareth is probably not going to be able teetering so much. I think he's just going to be kind of zoned like for a bit until he can either get over this or...
That's... No, I understand. Sheriff, as far as Nock's concerned, Sheriff deserved it.
It's not the fact of what of hitting the sheriff. He didn't give two shits about that. It was just him getting shot at.
Yeah.
That's terrible.
I think Cecil might go to the hospital and forgive the sheriff. He's just that sort of guy. This mission had Jareth almost die, and not a good mission at all.
And you made a new friend.
That's true. I made.
Maybe if we had more team cohesion, it would have worked a little better.
Well,
yeah.
Instead, you got...
Well, you know, when someone's trying to pull all the shots and making terrible plans and say, oh, you're not listening to my plans? Oh, well, my plans are you're dumb.
I feel like we had, like, a real, like I said, Captain America, Iron Man moment here.
I was basically saying to Dunk, it's either my plan or you're an idiot.
Yeah.
You know.
No, it was that...
Yes, it was!
Cecil was going to get killed or sent away to a horrible insane asylum for the rest of his life.
Team Cat?
No, you're not.
I don't know.
Well, yeah.
I'm sorry.
You're falling on the side of the law.
I'm sorry. Oh, he was my friend. He's my friend.
Iron Man.
Yeah. You're Team Iron Man.
I think he would be Iron Man in this case.
So... thoughts, suggestions? Would you guys like to see more of anything, less of anything?
I want to see more of Will.
Okay. More of Carl.
I want to see less of Carl.
Okay.
I mean, I don't care if it's Carl, just as long as it's Will.
Alright. I kind of appreciated that Will went to the whole trouble of going down to the kitchens and then fucking forgot why he was there.
Yeah, are we doing nominations?
Yeah, you guys can do XP.
Mine is for Will for that.
Everybody can take 2 points, and then you get nominations. Chris's goes to Will.
As usual.
I'm going to give mine to Meyer for standing his ground and making this really complicated, but you know what? He's standing by his values, and I'm not going to knock him for that.
I'm going to give mine to James for running over the sheriff.
I will give mine to Chris. Yeah, baby.
I want to give mine to Alex for a good idea.
Thanks.
All right. Well, we will...
A debatably good idea.
Debatably.
A good idea with morally questionable consequences.
Yep.
And I think that's a cool theme to meditate on. Is, you know, it was effective, but people got hurt.
Person
got hurt.
He was shot at.
I didn't get hurt.
He was emotionally hurt.
Oh, well, it's 1930s. You don't count emotions in the 1930s.
He was emotionally hurt to begin with.
It's 2017 and I'm Irish. I still don't count emotions.
That's true. I don't either.
He's shell-shocked. He'll get over it once he man's up. Stop being such a Nancy boy.
Someone, bring him out for a night of drinking. He'll be right as rain.
Yeah. Someone shot at him and then they punished him afterwards.
Yeah.
I'm sure Jareth will be great. He'll be fine.
Yeah, he's super.
It's just a matter of proving what happened that night. No one will know.
So we hope that you guys enjoyed this. I'm sorry. I feel like I've been dropping the ball because I didn't have a chance to review my notes before this session. So
yeah.
It's all right. This one was a little shorter anyway.
Hey, listeners, who are you, Team Knock or Team Duncan?
Yeah, tell us.
Oh.
Tell us if you're Team Knock or Team Duncan.
Press 3 for Eric to
shut
the
fuck
up.
Yeah.
That one's going to be Team Knock.
All right, Will. Any last Will thoughts for us?
I called it.